Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The administrator of One Fund Boston, Ken Feinberg, met today with marathon bombing victims and their families. It was the second and final town hall-style meeting to discuss compensation. The goal is to disperse pretty much the entire fund by the end of next month, but speed comes with trade-offs. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is here to talk about those. Good afternoon, Kurt.
Hi, Steve.
So, Kurt, the first of these two meetings was held last night at the Boston Public Library, and the second was this morning. You were there. Who attended, and what was the mood like?
Wow. Well, the mood, I mean, imagine this. It's right across the street from the site of the blasts. So there were about 40 people there, but they were pretty subdued. They're there for this very solemn and kind of sad thing to, you know, to find out about a dollar amount for how their family was hurt. So contrast that with Ken Feinberg, very strong personality. He's had a lot of experience doing this, and he very, very confidently tried to dampen expectations about these people getting everything they want.
They are choices that come, I think, right out of the Bible in determining who gets what. Who gets what?
So, Kurt, how much money are we talking about here right now?
Well, something like $28 million, although only $11 million of that or so is already in the bank. The other money has been pledged, and that number could go up still. But no matter how much money there is, decisions still have to be made as to valuation, like how much or what portion should somebody get who lost a limb? And then what about the dancer who was affected? Should she get more because her livelihood was affected? Should somebody without health insurance get more than somebody who is well insured? But Ken Feinberg said, as soon as you start talking about financial need, that really complicates things.
The minute you start going down needs testing, let's see your insurance, let's see your financial records, let's see your bank accounts, you're talking about delay. It's inevitable. You're talking about delay.
And delay is something that Mayor Tom Menino and Governor Deval Patrick say they don't want. The idea is to get donations to the people who were hurt quickly. And so by asking for that, they're practically tying the hands of Ken Feinberg and opting for a more cookie-cutter disbursement, if that makes sense.
How do the folks in the audience feel about that?
Well, one family I talked to disagreed with that take. I spoke with Dan Loring. He's the father of Brittany Loring, who was injured in the attack. She didn't lose a limb, but was hospitalized for a number of days. And here's what he had to say.
I think it's an aggressive timeline to do it in that short a time. I would have rather have seen them take more time, you know, maybe do some emergency funding for people and do it properly. I think they're rushing too much to get it out.
And his daughter, his other daughter, Lisa Loring, was there too, and she agreed with that. She wanted more time being taken to sort of discuss needs because she said her sister, who was injured, Brittany, had volunteered in the past for developing nations. She's somebody who believes in social justice. And so Lisa mentioned, you know, there was a homeless man at the hearing today who spoke up and said that he was on Boylston Street at the time of the bombings. And she mentioned him specifically, saying that Brittany, her sister who was injured, would be okay with the process taking more time if it meant a more fair distribution.
If it's going to help, you know, the gentleman in the back who's homeless get some more funding and my sister get a little bit less, then so be it.
So what other trade-offs are there when the timeline is set up to try to get this money into the victim's hands quickly?
Well, it may limit the number of people who get access or the people who are sort of brought into the circle, because right now the draft proposal includes three groups, those who are killed, those who lost limbs, and those who were hospitalized overnight, at least. It doesn't at this point include people who were hospitalized but were outpatient only. Shouldn't they get some money, right? Well, a faster timeline may force the hand of Ken Feinberg, the one fund decider, to say, you know, for the sake of getting money out efficiently and quickly, you know, maybe outpatient folks, that's a level of detail we just don't have time for.
Okay, thank you very much. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch.